You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So I was just having a kind of a funny conversation with my producer over at Radio MD. His name is Kevin. Does an awesome job. Thank you, Kevin. And we were talking about the level, the detail of questions that I'm getting through the emails. It's pretty impressive. And I'm going to do my best in answering these. So this first one is going to take a little bit of time, but I think it's a great question. It came from Jacqueline, and what I'm going to have to do. She wrote a long email to me, so I kind of summarize it. So I'm going to summarize her email and paraphrase her question. So Jackie, if you're listening, forgive me for paraphrasing here. But basically, the story is she has hyperthyroid, so high thyroid hormone production, lots of T4, which is the main thyroid main in the thyroid hormone, and lots of T3, which is more the active form of the hormone. T4 comes from the thyroid gland. It goes to the tissue and it converts into T3, which is the more active form. So Jackie has hyperthyroidism. She has a lot of T4, probably lots of T3 being converted. And that's not good. I mean, too much thyroid can have all kinds of significant consequences. So she also told me in her email to me that she does not want radiation therapy or surgery, because that's normally how hyperthyroidism is treated. In most cases, it's the entire thyroid gland, which is right there on the base of the neck. The entire gland, both the right and left lobe, it's just producing way too much hormone. There's not like a specific nodule. Sometimes there is. There's a specific, what they call a hot nodule, that they can go in and surgically and just remove it. In most cases, it's just this diffuse overproduction of thyroid hormone. And so what they do, what doctors will do, is they will give you radioactive iodine. I know that sounds like, oh my gosh, no, but it works. You take this radioactive iodine. And it's safe because the thyroid gland in a hyper state where it's overactive will suck in all of that radioactive iodine. It won't harm your other tissues. It just sucks it in because it needs a lot of iodine to make all of that thyroid hormone that it's trying to make. So so when you take this radioactive iodine in, it kills off the thyroid gland. And in a sense, what you're doing is you are medically establishing hypothyroid in somebody who had hyperthyroid. You kill off the thyroid gland. You don't actually remove it. You just knock it out with the radioactive iodine. And then at that point, the person has to go on thyroid hormone replacement because now you have initiated hypothyroid. Does that make sense? So, but she doesn't want any of that. Okay, and I respect that. Now, I respect your decision. I really do. And I'm gonna give you some tips here on some of your questions, but I feel like I have to say that I think a lot of people are scared about that type of treatment, radioactive iodine. They don't want radiation in their body, but I will tell you, it is safe and effective for getting rid of hyperthyroid. Yes, you're going to have to, from there, you're going to have to take thyroid hormone replacement, but there's natural ways to do that. There's natural thyroid hormone replacement that's safe and effective, and people do well. And so it's something to maybe consider a little bit more about that conventional approach, because with hyperthyroidism, it does work. But with that said, so she goes on to tell me that she's currently taking a drug called Tapazole. That's a very common drug for people with mild hyperthyroidism. What it does is it inhibits enzymes that are needed in the thyroid gland to actually make thyroid hormone. So you inhibit those enzymes and it brings down the production. It's 50-50. It works okay in some people. Some people it doesn't work at all. And then she's also on a beta blocker. Now, a beta blocker is often used in hyperthyroidism because it helps to calm down the heart, the nerves, the gut, you know, things that are affected by too much thyroid hormone. So that's pretty classic, too, for somebody with mild to moderate hyperthyroidism, Tapazole and beta blocker. Now, here's her questions. Number one, Can I wean off the beta blocker and use lemon balm and theanine? Now, I'm paraphrasing. She actually heard a segment of mine where I talked about stage fright. And I talked about how some people use beta blockers, but you might try, a combination of lemon balm and theanine instead of the beta blocker. But that was for stage fright. That's not. I unfortunately, Jackie, I don't think lemon balm and theanine are going to be able to help you in calming down the heart, the nerves, the gut in the context of hyperthyroidism. So no, I'm going to have to say that I don't think switching the beta blocker for lemon balm and theanine is a good choice. That's my answer to the first question. The second question she had was, can she replace the tapazole? Now remember, that's the drug that inhibits enzymes that prevents the thyroid hormone from being produced, or at least being overproduced. And she's read about a mint plant called bugleweed, or bugleweed. I think it's bugleweed. And she wants to know if she can use bugleweed instead of the tapazole. So I had to look this up, Jackie. I did some research into bugleweed versus tapazole, and there's no comparison of the two. But I did find a standalone study using the bugleweed. This study had 403 patients, and they were looking at symptoms of mild hyperthyroidism. So you have to have, a mild case of this, Jackie, if you want to use the bugleweed instead of the tapazole. They looked at laboratory tests of thyroid function and, of course, side effects. Response was defined as normal thyroid hormone values at the end of the therapy or a reduction of at least 20% in the number of symptoms. They concluded in this study, and I think it was a 4-week study, they concluded that the bugleweed was well tolerated and associated with a statistically significant and clinically relevant improvement of the symptoms in mild hyperthyroidism. So, Jackie, I guess the question for me then to you is do you have mild, moderate, or severe? If you have severe, I would go with the conventional approach to hyperthyroidism. I would radiate the thyroid and then start replacing with natural thyroid hormone medications. If it's mild, I might consider maybe you could do a trial of the bugleweed. Or the bugleweed. I think I'm saying it wrong. I think it's bugleweed. Sorry, Jackie. Maybe you can. I mean, based on this one study, it did have 409 people. It was 4 weeks. I mean, so the results are decent. I think we can put some trust into them. However, on PubMed, I really couldn't find anything else on this mint species, bugleweed. So, if it's mild, talk to your doctor. Give the bugleweed a 4-week trial, and see if it helps. But don't stop the beta blocker. That's too important. One last thing, too. You also want to, Jackie, you want to protect your muscles. When it comes to high thyroid, the muscles, your skeletal muscles take a really big hit. So make sure you're doing a good protein supplement. Make sure you're getting good carnitine and carnosine. That's also really important just to protect from the overload of thyroid hormone. So there you go, Jackie. Hopefully I was able to help you out a little bit. Thank you for your email questions. Wow, that took pretty much the whole segment. So I told you some of these questions are pretty in-depth. But I just as I was turning my email questions here, I just looked at this one. It says, does soy really affect the thyroid gland? Oh, wow, that's another good question. There are compounds in non-fermented soy that can disrupt thyroid production. So you do have to be a little bit careful there. I figured since I was just talking about thyroid, right, I'd answer this question. But fermented soy doesn't really seem to cause the problem, and that's the best way to take soy anyways, fermented soy. A lot of good benefits. Thank you, Jackie, for your question. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.